This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with ASEAN countries. He stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR, the Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. He said, when many parts of the world are witnessing conflict and tension, the friendship, cooperation, dialogue and partnership between India and ASEAN are very important. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with seven ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. He also pointed out that India has opened new consulates in Timor-Leste and Singapore was the first country in the ASEAN region with which India established fintech connectivity. Upon arrival in Vientiane this afternoon, the Prime Minister was welcomed by the Minister of Home Affairs of Laos, PDR, Vile Wong Buthakham. The Indian diaspora greeted Mr. Modi at the hotel. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with member countries and participating nations. He is also scheduled to attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane during his visit. The average monthly income of rural households has grown by over 57% from 2016-17 to 2021-22. According to the second All India Rural Financial Inclusion Survey by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, the average monthly income increased from 8,059 rupees in 2016-17 to 12,698 rupees in 2021-22. The average monthly expenditure of households also increased from over 6,600 rupees to over 11,200 rupees. The survey found that financial savings also rose, with average household savings increasing to over 13,200 rupees from around 9,100 rupees during the period. The last rites of renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata is being performed with full state honours at Worli Crematorium in Mumbai. A huge crowd of admirers has gathered at the crematorium to pay their respects to Ratan Tata, who breathed his last at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai last night. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several ministers and leaders have expressed their condolences on the demise of Ratan Tata. Union Ministers Amit Shah and Piyush Goyal, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and other leaders are present at the last rites of the veteran industrialist. The Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervour across the country, particularly in eastern states like West Bengal, Assam, Tripura and Odisha. In West Bengal, a large number of devotees are gathering in pandals across the state to have a glimpse of the goddess's idol. In Assam, all puja committees across the state have designed makeshift Durga Puja pandals with various motifs and themes to attract people and disseminate constructive messages. The Indian men's team secured a bronze medal at the Asian Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan after losing to Chinese Taipei in the semifinals today. Sharath Kamal went down 0-3 to Lin Yun Ru in the opening singles rubber. In the second singles match, Manav Thakkar fought hard before losing 1-3 to Kao Chang Jui. The Indian men's team had also bagged the bronze medals in 2021 and 2023. Spain's tennis legend Rafael Nadal, a 22-time Grand Slam singles champion, has announced his retirement from professional tennis. He shared the news through a video on social media, expressing his gratitude for the support throughout his career. Nadal's final tournament will be the Davis Cup Finals this November in Malaga, marking a fitting conclusion to his illustrious journey. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket today, Bangladesh will take on the West Indies in a Group B match at Sharjah. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.